We are your station, 88.9 KETR, and it's time once again to speak with Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner. She joins us each Friday at this time. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Scott.
A few movies to touch on this week, and we'll start with In Time.
If this is a sci-fi thriller by Andrew Niccol, who also did Gattaca a few years ago, and it's a future society where at age 25, you stop aging. That's the good news. The bad news is that if you don't have a lot of time, in other words, they have no money, time is money.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to barter somehow or whatever, get time, on, and they have this elaborate digitized system that is on each person's arm, and your time accumulates. If you don't have enough, well, then you time out or die. So the rich people basically live forever and because they might even have decades or even centuries of time. But poor guys like this Will Salas, played by Justin Timberlake, he's living like a day at a time, just surviving one more day in any way he can. And he gets involved in this big adventure and is accused of murder, but eventually he ends up in another zone where the wealthy people live, and he's pursued by a timekeeper, that's the police, and that fella is played by Cillian Murphy, and he has passed his 75th birthday, but he's 25 years old, as is, there are children, but all the adults in the movie are 25. In other words, the father of, well, Olivia Wilde plays his mother, and she plays Jason Timberlake's mother. Mm. And it's very kind of stark. It's a retro futuristic world. Everybody's driving around in old Lincoln cars, so that's kind of odd.
Okay.
But then there's he gets involved with Amanda Seyfried, who is the daughter of the mega wealthy Philip Weiss, and he's played by Vincent Kartheiser, a guy from Mad Men on TV. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they have good chemistry together. It's a love story. And they end up fighting this whole thing, this Darwinian capitalism system, which is what it's called, and they kind of turn into a futuristic version of Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, I'll tell you what, I wouldn't mind being stuck at 25, although I don't like the idea of, you know, running out of time that way, and because I'm not rich, so, Alice, I wouldn't be able to last that long.
But you'd have to, but the rich is, you know, it's concocted another way. It's by the hours.
Okay. Tell us about Anonymous.
I called it a good yarn full of historical inaccuracies. And this is the kind of thing that's going to make scholars angry because it takes a concept that's come around for a long time, which says that Shakespeare did not write Shakespeare's plays.
Hmm.
That actually, this time, it's a fellow named Edward de Vere, who is the 17th Earl of Oxford, played by Rhys Ifans, who has always been a buffoon in everything I've ever seen him before, so I'm really surprised at his role here as a nobleman. But he was an educated man, and he supposedly wrote all the plays and poems attributed to Shakespeare, and they get a go-between, and the fellow who plays Shakespeare, Ralph Spall, is just sort of a drunkard and an actor, and he just puts his name on stuff. And all the scholars have said forever that this is not true, that this particular theory it's been put out before, doesn't work. The movie is quite good and quite involving because it's got great performances and it recreates Elizabethan England so well. And it's got Queen Elizabeth I played by Vanessa Redgrave, and that's just kind of enough to carry a lot of things. But the big deal is that it's directed by Roland Emmerich, who has been known for destroying the world in all kinds of things, including Independence Day in 2012. And so he sort of redeems himself as a serious filmmaker with this provocative new movie, very different from anything he's done before.
You seem to be a fan of this, do you?
I like it.
Okay, I'm trying to get a read on you.
I like it. I took Shakespeare classes. I studied all this. I doubt that the theory is true, but it's fascinating.
Okay.
It's, you know, they work it out in their way, and they do this whole messing around, tinkering with English history. It's going to also make some people angry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see if I can say this last one right. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Right. this will become known because of the breakout performance of this actress, Elizabeth Olsen. This is her first movie, although she's got like four more coming out, and she had done a lot of stage work before. She's the younger sister of Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, the Olsen twins, and she's just fabulous in this movie. She's a young girl who has, we don't know what's wrong with her at first. She shows up, she's run away from something, and she goes and stays with her sister and the sister's husband. She does not tell them what's the matter with her, and they think she's just pretty well crazy, and they try to get her mental help. But she just becomes more and more aloof and more bizarre in her behavior. And in reality, we find out that she has escaped from a cult. It was this simple kind of farming community, it seemed like, but it was led by this fellow, this Patrick, who's played by John Hawkes, and he's kind of a composite of notorious cult leaders like Manson and David Koresh. And because she is brainwashed, traumatized, and so paranoid, the film just is imbued with this feeling. And actually, this is one I left feeling like I need to look behind my shoulder. It really kind of, as we say, creeped me out. But very well done. And they expect big things, maybe even so far as an Oscar nomination.
Wow. Okay. So
Elizabeth Olsen.
Good step in the right direction for, yes, Elizabeth Olsen. Who I didn't even know that the Olsen twins had a sister.
I didn't either.
Honestly. So.
I didn't either. I met her, did interviews with her, and she insists on being called Lizzie, by the way, in real life. But she was delightful, as Sean Durkin, the director, who this is his first film also. And it's really going to make waves among the indie crowd. But it's, as I say, and it's also got John Hawkes, who was nominated for an Oscar for last year for Winter's Bone. And you can see in this, understand how she starts out as Martha. She becomes Marcy May when she's in the cult. And that's what Patrick calls her. And you can see how she falls under his spell because he is such a charismatic character.
Okay. All right, so another good lineup of movies here. In Time, Anonymous, and Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene.
Right.
Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner. We'll take a break, come back with your local newscast in just a few moments.